Egypt is a mysterious land filled with a rich history and many priceless treasures. In 1996, in the Egyptian Museum in Cairo, an Italian mineralogist spotted an unusual yellow-green gem in the middle of one of Tutankhamun's necklaces. The jewel was tested and found to be glass, but intriguingly, it turned out to be much older than the earliest Egyptian civilization. Geologists traced its origins to unexplained chunks of glass found scattered in the sand in a remote region of the Sahara Desert. But the glass itself is a scientific enigma. How did it get to be there, and who or what made it? An Austrian chemist had established that the glass had been formed at a temperature so hot that he postulated it could only have been caused by a meteorite impacting with the Earth. And yet, there were no signs of a suitable impact crater, even in satellite images. The first atomic bomb detonated by the United States in New Mexico at the Trinity test site in 1945 created so much heat that it formed a crater of radioactive glass in the desert about 10 feet deep and over 1,000 feet in width. Where the glass formed from meteor impacts are filled with particles of the meteor embedded into it, the glass from these atomic detonation sites resembles what we see in King Tut's necklace. When Robert Oppenheimer, the architect of the modern atomic bomb, famously said, "I am become the destroyer of worlds," he was quoting from ancient Vedic texts, and he seemed to believe that the deserts on a number of continents today are likely the result of prehistoric nuclear warfare.
I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
Oppenheimer was once asked by a student of his, immediately following the Manhattan explosion, and I quote, "How do you feel after having exploded the first atomic bomb on Earth?" And Oppenheimer's reply to the question was, and I quote, "Not first atomic bomb, but first atomic bomb in modern times." Oppenheimer was implying that it was atomic warfare that was described in ancient writings of the Mahabharata epic, and seemed totally convinced that these descriptions accurately matched the effects of modern nuclear weapons. Is man on the threshold of a new world, or merely stuck on a circular treadmill, repeating the doomed lessons from history which we never seem to learn? My name is Robert Sepper. I'm a formerly educated anthropologist and now author, and I'd like to invite you to explore some of these mysteries with me, which up until recently have eluded any serious consideration in mainstream academia. Thank you for your continued support, and I look forward to meeting many of you at the coming events in Los Angeles.